Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, RTE has announced a minimum of €10 million in cuts to spending for 2024 in order to address immediate and significant financial challenges. In a statement released to RTE staff this afternoon, the broadcaster said RTE's overall running costs will rise in 2024 due to a number of special events and other inflationary pressures. Well, for more on this, we're joined now on the line by political correspondent with the Irish Mirror, Louise Byrne. And Louise, thank you for joining us. We were waiting on these details of this €10 million in cuts that were announced a couple of weeks ago by RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst. So what do we know?
Yeah, there have been a lot of questions, I guess, when we heard that there was going to be cuts to programmes. And what Kevin Backhurst said at that time is that he was waiting to speak to programme makers. He said that that is now done and we have some sort of details about what might be happening. So part of that is that Fair City will reduce from 4 to 3 episodes a week from January 4th. And I understand that that is the Sunday episode, potentially, and that's not going to air. In addition to that, RTE will not produce an in-house Saturday evening entertainment show in the spring of 2024. The last couple of spring times, that's been Angela Scanlon's Ask Me Anything. The production of a third series of The Money List, which is airing at the moment, presented by Baz Ashmawi, that's going to be deferred until 2025, although there will be a second season of that next year that was produced this year. I think one that people might be disappointed by as well is that the transmission of The Young Offenders is going to be deferred until 2025. I think people have been waiting eagerly for that to come back. And like you said, this is part of this €10 million cost cutting that Kevin Backhurst had said was coming. And he said that there is going to be a number of events next year, such as the Olympic Games, the European Football Championships, and of course the local and European elections. So that cuts have to be made in order to be able to produce content for those events.
RTE also says that more savings will be made in other ways. Do we have any detail on that yet?
Well, we know that the cuts that were already outlined, you know, they include the voluntary exit programmes. We know that 40 staff will be cut next year, and that will be funded by the 2017 sale of land. There's the ongoing freezes to recruitment, controls on discretionary spending, and then postponement of capital and strategic projects, which includes the postponement of a planned brand refresh. So there will be more. Kevin Backer saying the 2024 is going to be a challenging year and one that RTE has to manage their costs very carefully. So I think what will be interesting today is this has only dropped literally in the last, say, 10, 15 minutes. So I think staff reaction to this now will be very interesting. We know that they were obviously greatly taken aback by Kevin Backhurst's announcement that 400 jobs will be cut between now and 2028. So I think reaction is bound to start rolling in the next couple of minutes about what staff and indeed people working in RTE and on these programmes that we know are affected will have to say about all of this.
Yeah, and indeed, as we get that reaction, we'll bring it to our listeners this evening. Of course, Louise, finally, this is all in response to the total collapse of the television licence fee, really, that we've seen, or large collapse of the television licence fee that we've seen, which has left RTE with a really serious financial problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that Kevin Backhurst had told the government before that losses of the TV licence fee were projected to be €21 million by the end of the year. Now, in response to that, earlier this month, the government confirmed that RTE would get interim funding of €16 million net this year. But I think the real issue and the real kind of pressure on RTE came from the statements from the government saying that €40 million of interim funding next year would only be given to them based on reforms. So you would imagine that the government is going to be watching this very closely, and that Kevin Backhurst will be hoping that these reforms and these cuts will be enough to get that €40 million in funding next year.
We'll leave it there for the moment, and thank you, Louise Byrne, for joining us with that update.
Now, as you heard in the headlines, RTE has announced a minimum of €10 million in cuts to expenditure planned for next year. As a result, Fair City will be cut from 4 nights per week to 3 nights per week, and that starts from the 4th of January. The transmission of Young Offenders will also be deferred until 2025. Other cuts include a reduction in the budget for acquired programmes next year. RTE said this will allow for a pause in production in July and August. We'll continue to produce produce 4 episodes per week, but will air 3, they say, in relation to Fair City. For more on this, I'm joined by Fianna Fáil Senator and member of the Joint Electus Committee on Media, Shane Castles, and SIPTU Industrial Organiser, Martin Mannion. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Martin Mannion, first of all, because these cuts to programming specifically will be hard on workers, won't they?
Yes, and good evening. Thanks for having us on here. The effect this has, I mean, we need really to get more information on the full effect it will have on our members. Obviously, when productions are cut or decreased, you mean, that has an effect on the people who's carrying out that work. So, you mean, we need to find out more information on that.
What information are you looking for, Martin?
Well, whether them cuts will actually lead to the redundancies that's been proposed in the document and how that would be carried out. Currently, there's no information other than given a rough outline of what they're proposing to do and the headcount on redundancies. Mm-hmm. But there's no details that we've got on that, so we need more details exactly how this will work.
Yeah, all we know is that there's an initial and limited voluntary exit programme, isn't that right, to deliver a headcount reduction of 40. And this, is they say, is going to be funded by the 2017 land sale. But no details as to where exactly in the organisation that the 40 jobs will come from.
Exactly. We need to know who, where, when and how that would be done. And then also the effect that would have on staff who are left behind. I mean, it's no use saying we can get we need to reduce by 40, but without consideration of the work that has to be done work then currently after that. So
is SIPTU still calling for the proposed 400 job cuts that were announced over a number of years now by RTE? Are you still calling for a reversal of that?
What do you mean? There's been no detail on the 400. So, you mean, until we get further detail, you mean, we can't really comment. You mean, we believe 400 people in an organisation the size of RTE would be very hard to stand over with the current workload that people have there. So if it's a case that the workload is going to be cut down by reducing the schedule of programming such as Fair City, then that will have a knock-on effect, and we would need to have more details on that and see how that's done. You know,
it's sustainable. They do say it's over a number of years, don't they? And I think some of that, about 150 or so, is penciled in for natural retirements and so on. Let me bring in Shane Castle. Stay with me, Martin, if you can, for a moment. What's your reaction to some of these cuts, Shane? Because RTE is saying, and the government is saying, it's necessary, but some programming, like Fair City, for example, and the young offenders that people really love and their droves, they'll see less of.
Yeah, absolutely, Cormac. And I think any reduction in programming is not something that people are going to be happy about. And I guess this is the fallout from everything that has happened this year within RTE, all the controversies. And here's now the fallout, and this is the meat on the bones for the process that's going to happen in terms of actually reducing costs within RTE and trying to make the ship viable again. And I think this is probably just a first step. I don't believe for any one second that there's not going to be further reductions as this plan evolves. I'd equally note, though, the commitment by RTE in terms of making sure that big things for next year, such as the Olympic Games, such as the European Football Championships, are being committed to as well. Mm-hmm. They are not cheap things to secure the broadcasting rights for or to produce. And I think it is noteworthy that within the statement that RTE are committing to making sure that they are broadcast next year as well.
Yeah, there's which a is commitment where people are going to that. And I think some of the cuts outlined here are to put RTE in a position to commit to those things as well. But so let me get your reaction to some of the cuts. The Fair City cuts going from 4 to 3 episodes a week from January the 4th to allow for a pause in production in July and August, they say. RTE's in-house Sunday evening summer factual programming will not be produced in 2024. The RT will not produce an in-house Saturday evening entertainment show in the spring of 24. The third season of The Money List will be deferred until 25. The transmission of Young Offenders, which I say deferred until 2025. The acquired programmes, the budget for that will be reduced in 2024. And additional savings will be delivered through production savings, they say, in news and current affairs and sport. I mean, surely that is worrying as a public rep, Shane.
Cormac, it's actually worrying full stop in terms of the overall debate that's happening in media and where media organisations are going. And this is not just RTE, and this debate is actually far broader than RTE. Only yesterday, we had 32 independent radio stations from across Ireland in here in Leinster House saying that their industry is about to collapse and looking for state intervention. And they mentioned RTE because they're actually looking on quite enviously at the money the RTE is getting. Obviously, RTE got a bailout of 56 million euro. Local newspapers and national newspapers across Ireland got a bailout this year of 40 million euro through the VAT cut. And so they're looking at a scenario where they're only getting around 2.5 million in the Sound and Vision Fund. And they were coming in saying, look, the business model for media organisations in this country is broken full stop. Now, that's not to say that media and people are not consuming news and sport. They are in bigger numbers than they ever were. But when you look at the income and where the ad revenue money is going, it's going to one place, and that is the online media forums. There's over €1 billion spent on media spend in this country, but 810 million of that is going on online ads.
When you
contrast that with the total ad spend on radio, that includes RTE, all the independent radio stations, it's 152 million. So 152 versus 810 million. And the reality is the business model is broken. We see it in the BBC only yesterday in terms of their cutting back on Newsnight and the Ferrari there. But the consumers are going to podcasts. Consumer usage in terms of media is changing. And that's why we better get a grapple on this very, very quickly.
And you've made the point, Shane, this is happening at a time and in an atmosphere, and we've seen it last week, when trusted public service broadcasting is needed far more than ever. And you said that this is a fallout from these cuts from what happened in RTE in summer. And that is correct. But it's not the whole truth, is it? Because surely politicians have responsibility here for not funding public service broadcasting for many years.
Absolutely, but I think the public service broadcasting has been funded, Cormac, and as we saw...
Not adequately, Shane.
Well, Cormac, we can make the point, as I said, the independent local radio stations were coming in yesterday, who, if you combine their listenership vis-a-vis RTE every morning, they have a huge hold on listenership across the country, and they will say, well, RTE is funded way beyond us. So I think the conversation about media and the funding of media is now actually going to be way broader than RTE. It's going to be about all media organs, because they all produce trusted media sources, and that's the debate about our investment in our trusted media sources.
I do understand versus that. Funding RTE and public service broadcasting adequately over the number of years leads to the conversation I've just had with Martin Mannion from SIPDU.
I don't agree, and I don't agree that when you look at the controversy this year, and I have supported RTE fulsomely in terms of the media committee debates, but I don't accept the premise of the debate you're putting to me here, that it's the politicians' fault that RTE is in the mire. The people themselves, the public, have departed from paying their TV licence, which resulted in the government having to give a €16 million bailout this year to keep RTE afloat till Christmas. And that was the public making that choice and their loss of confidence with the state broadcaster, not the politicians. I want to see the investment happen in RTE and indeed all of our media organs, because if we don't have them, we're going to have a scenario where social media platforms like X, who wouldn't actually engage with the Gardaí last week when there was misinformation and vile content being spread, are the main place where people get their news. I made that point in the Shannon today when I asked for a call and a debate on media, because next week we actually have the social media giants before the Oireachtas Media Committee, Facebook, Google, TikTok. X wouldn't come. They said, we're either going to go in private session or not at all. We want to discuss things transparently with you. That's where we're going with the media in the country.
Okay. Can I get a final word from Martin Mannion? What kind of a reaction have you got from members and workers to these cuts and these proposals, Martin?
Well, I mean, our members, the uncertainty regarding their members' futures in RTE is a big problem for them. But, I mean, there's a disappointment that our members are paying for the failings of previous RTE management and the demands that's now being put on RTE management by the government in return for the funding is causing this dilemma that we're in. So, you mean, it's our members who are ultimately going to be paying the price for all of this.
Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Martin Mannion, SIPDU Industrial Organiser, thank you very much indeed. And Shane Castles, Fianna Fáil Senator, thank you as well.